Yeah, well, that gives me a chance here, because I think USA actually has more appearances.
You would be correct in that. USA has 3 appearances and 2 state titles under their belt. Harbor Beach, 2 appearances and 1 state title. USA made it in 2005 when they lost to Traverse City St. Francis, a perennial powerhouse. They lost 14-28. 2004, they won the state title against Detroit St. Martin DePorus, and the score was 14-7. And in fact, that was the last game DePorus ever played football. They were so devastated they lost to USA, they just shut their doors and said, you know what, we're done with school altogether. And in 1998, they defeated Traverse City St. Francis 16-8 for their first state title in school history. Harbor Beach, their 2 appearances last year, of course, against Beale City when they won 35-10. And in 1991, they lost Muskegon Catholic Central 34-0 in a very tough game back in the old days there. Current conditions in the Sebring, Michigan are 48 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 30% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the southwest at 22 miles per hour. Visibility is at 8 miles. Barometric pressure is dropping. Look out at 30.14 inches. And the dew point is at 28. It feels like it's 41 degrees out. The humidity is at 65%. Sunset was at 6:34 this evening. And we are in a waning gibbous moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football here in USA. Dave, I think we just set a world record for our quickest and most action-packed pregame show ever.
And for the fact, we didn't skip anything.
No, we didn't.
We didn't skip a thing. So we did. We got it all in.
We may have gone a little quick, but you know what? We're here, and we still survived. But it's getting time to take a quick break as we're waiting for USA to get on the field. The band is on the field. The band is on the field, as well as the student section awaiting their arrival. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We'll be back. USA hosting the Harbor Beach Pirates in week number 9 of the regular season.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group. Moore Motor Sales in Carroll and Moore Shoreline in Sebring. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumbs Winning Auto Sales Team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline in Sebring for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad Axe, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors.
Mike,
I love that
one.
SVSU is in close proximity not only to home but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
Tonight's game broadcast between USA and the Harbor Beach Pirates is being brought to you by Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, K&S Insurance of Harbor Beach, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Moore Motors of Carroll, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Saginaw Valley State University, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning of Van Axe, Ball Equipment of Sandusky in Richmond, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, their 4G LTE network, Randy's Hunting Center in Van Axe, Elber Insurance Support Hope in Harbor Beach, and Sure Healthcare Network, Sebring Family Medicine. Cellular and internet phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular 4G LTE Network on their Blazing Speed Network, now with the 5S on the iPhone. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen with your call here. Glad to have you. Up what appeared for a second there. It didn't feel like we were going to get on the air tonight, Dave.
I thought it was going to be a short night, but glad everything got sorted out, whatever
well,
it was.
We are in here indeed. It's about 45 degrees out there. The wind is blowing from your front right corner of your radio to your far left. And Harbor Beach is going to be kicking this one off to start the game. Number 80, Nick Hessling, the 6'2", 185 kicker for Harbor Beach in his second year as doing those duties. It's a nice high kick down to about the 7-yard line brought in by USA. Number 20. He's running sideways at about the 15-yard line. It's an 8-yard return, and he's brought down actually at the 14, a 7-yard return. Number 20, the ball carrier, Ryan Miller-Wise.
And he was tackled by number 20, Chris Keys of Harbor Beach.
So it's first and 10 situation for the USA Patriots. Getting the ball first. Carter Lindenberg is your quarterback for USA. He's held the duties all year long. And they are starting at their own 14-yard line. Nose of the football actually just outside of the 20-yard line, according to the spot. Am I reading that right, Dave?
That's what it looks like.
All right, we'll go with it. They're actually at the 20-yard line, first and 10. We're off to a great start as well up here in the booth. 11:52 left in the first quarter. 0-0, Harbor Beach at USA. T formation for USA, and they hand it off right through the middle to number 28, Brandon Harper. Not much going there, except he somehow rumbles forward for about 5 yards. Second and five. I'll get my verbiage down soon enough here.
And the 5'11", 215-pound senior linebacker, DJ Ridner, makes the tackle.
Three men in the backfield for USA. Carter Lindenberg under center. Hands it off through the middle once again to Harper. And this time, maybe a yard out to the 26-yard line. Actually, it's number 27, Seth Gangler, number 27. He's a 6'3", 190 running back. And 11 minutes left in the first quarter. A gain of a yard brings up third and four for USA.
Junior linebacker Devin Lemansky makes his first tackle of the night.
Lindenberg awaiting the snap. Hands it out to his second man, Gangler, around the left side, coming back into the middle, down across the 30. Has the first down by about a yard, a gain of five, first and 10.
Austin Seltz makes the stop.
Be 10:43 left in the first quarter. USA with their first down of the night. They're at their own 31-yard line. Working off the right hash, left to right across your radio. Handoff to the second man,